the time. The whole damn trip had been brutal. Traversing through an uncharted no-man's land of endless sand in bouncing automobiles had been awful, and more than once I felt a very uncomfortable realization that I might be sick over the side of Andrew's Dodge. Someone had warned me that if any sick graced his precious car, he'd toss me over the side, and I'd be forced to walk the rest of the way. Thankfully, it never came to that. Roy Chapman Andrews was a man who had endless ambition and a knack for eyeballing most of his decisions. An explorer, self-taught archaeologist, and naturalist through and through, he charged headfirst into adventure like he was made of metal. The man had bounced around the world, searching for whale bones of all things, and somehow charmed his way into a fully funded dinosaur hunt in one of the last true scraps of planet that was unexplored. It was incredibly frustrating how well it seemed to work out for him. The method in which we chose our expedition sites were hunches and guesses, but damned if his gut wasn't an impressive compass. I was ready to tell him what a hack he was on the third day of digging, when we found something truly remarkable. I pulled my glasses from my gritty face, wiping the lenses with my shirt before placing them back on. I gently chipped away more rock, my fingers brushing the bits of loose rock from the bone. "Look at that," Andrew said, kneeling beside me. "We've got a skull by the looks of it." "A skull of what?" I brushed more dirt away, in complete awe of the animal before me. Its head was massive, a relic of a time when everything on the planet was grand and giant. Its thick jaw sported wide molars, the upper maxilla protruding into two impressive front teeth the likes I'd never seen before. Years later, this animal would be named Paraceratherium, but in the afternoon in the desert, it was nameless and mysterious.
"That's a good question," Andrew said with a laugh. "I don't think anyone knows just yet. This is why we're out here, my boy, to discover what beasts like these are."
He gave my shoulder a squeeze and a friendly shake.
"Have you ever seen something this magnificent?"
It wasn't anything from my world. When this animal was alive, I was still asleep, curled into a tiny form that slept through endless lifetimes I'd never be able to experience. "No," I said honestly, "I haven't."
"Good work, Mr. Thomas. Keep chipping away until we can get it safely loaded into the car. We'll need to ship this back to New York as soon as possible."
"Yes, sir." I adjusted my hat back onto my head after clearing away the sweat, my eyes still glued to the skull in front of me. It was the first time since I had woken up 7 years previously that I had seen something from the time I was asleep. A pang of remorse ripped through me, knowing I'd never be able to see the creature as it once was. I'd never know what it sounded like, how it moved, what color its skin was. But at least I had its bones, and that was more than I could say for countless other species. Even my species was still lost, swallowed in the earth and forgotten. I gave my new friend a pat. I was happy to have met them. The distant sound of a firecracker got my attention, a short pop, out of place in the desert's quiet. Figures were materializing over the dunes, the strange explosions followed by shouts and yells.
"Sons of bitches," Andrews cursed, grabbing me by the back of my shirt and pushing me down into the dirt. "Keep low, kid. They'll take your damn head off."
"What?" I coughed out a mouthful of sand. "Who will?"
"Bandits."
I was dragged along in a crouched run, taking shelter behind one of the cars. A rifle was shoved into my hands without question. Andrews braced beside me.
"You know how to use one of these?" he asked,
as he cocked his own weapon, the sound of metal swallowing a bullet somehow louder than the shooting. "I point this end," I joked, having never fired a damn gun in my short human life.
"Aim down the barrel, hold your breath, and pull the trigger. Don't think too hard about what happens after."
Andrew swung himself over the hood of his car and fired, the blast deafening and terrible. My ears rang in a pitch that ached beyond words, my shoulders locked upward in a state of shock. Our other crew members